Tears of anger, relief, see, back of the night, so I rise to the broad path.
Be jarred.
For permanent day, and glow. Sislavas, Akuplenium, and Balakam. Sislava, she grew, she rango. Namaste, or Om Agana Jananda Sya Tananjana Salakaya Taksur Dilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Kute Namaha Shri Chaitanya Ravisham Stapitam Yena Bhule Swayam Rupa Pradamaya Svastadashitam Vandeham Shri Hira Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Shri Gram Vaishnavam Scha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatam, Ditam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Brijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dinabando Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hripriye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa-sindhu-bhi-vacha Padita-bhava-nevyo Vaishnava-devyo Namo-maha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shiva-divida-dhar-kiva-sudhi-gaur-bhakta-vrinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
He gets water to drink. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5. Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Dasha. Text number 19 is on the board.
19.
Kala.
Kala.
Chakram.
Chakram.
Brahmi.
Brahmi.
Tiksham. Tiksham.
Tiksham.
Tiksham.
Tiksham.
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
Nishkarshayat.
Nishkarshayat.
Jagat.
Satantram
Satantram Abhudasya
Abhudasya
Sahara
Kimasa
Kimasa Karavi
Karavi
Bhavet
Bhavet
Kala Chakram Ramad Kala Chakram Ramitikshnam
Kala Chakram Ramitikshnam
Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat
Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat
Satantram Abhudasyeha
Satantram Abhudasyeha
Kimasa Karmabhir Bhavet
Kimasa Karmabhir Bhavet
Kala Chakram Ramitikshnam
Kala Chakram Ramitikshnam
Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat
Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat
Satantram Abhudasyeha
Satantram Abhudasyeha
Kimasa Karmabhir Bhavet
Kimasa Karmabhir Bhavet Kala
Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Kala Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Sarvam Nishkarsaya Jagat
Sarvam Nishkarsaya Jagat
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Kimasat Karma Birbhavet
Kimasat Karma Birbhavet Kala Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Kala Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Sarvam Nishkarsaya Jagat
Sarvam Nishkarsaya Jagat
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Imasat Karma Birbhavet
Imasat Karma Birbhavet Kala Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Kala Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Sarvam Nishkarsaya Jagat
Sarvam Nishkarsaya Jagat
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Kim Asat Karma Birbhavet
Kala
Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Kala Chakram Brahmetikshnam
Sarvam Nishkarsayat Jagat
Sarvam Nishkarsayat Jagat
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Svatantram Abhudasyeha
Himasat Karma Birbhavet
Kala Chakram,
Kala Chakram,
the wheel of eternal time,
the wheel of eternal time,
Brahmi,
Brahmi,
revolving
automatically,
Tikshnam,
Tikshnam,
very sharp,
very sharp,
Sarvam,
Sarvam,
all, Nishkarsaya,
Nishkarsaya.
Driving.
Jagat.
The world.
The world.
The Tantram.
The Tantram.
Independent.
Independent.
Not caring for the so-called scientists and philosophers.
Not caring for the so-called scientists and philosophers.
Abhudasya.
Abhudasya.
One who does not know.
One who does not know.
This principle of time.
This principle of time.
Iha.
Iha.
In this material world.
In this material world.
Kimasat, Karmabhi,
Karmabhi,
Bhavet.
Bhavet.
What is the use of engaging in temporary fruitive activity? Translation for Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni had spoken of a physical object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. The Haryashtras understood this analogy. Allegory as follows. Eternal time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts. Uninterrupted and fully independent, it drives the activities of the entire world. If one does not try to study the eternal element of time, what benefit can you derive from performing temporary material activities? Please repeat. Narada Muni had spoken.
Narada Muni had spoken.
Of a physical object.
Of a physical object.
Made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. The Haryashtras understood this allegory.
As follows.
Eternal time moves very sharply.
As
if made of razors and thunderbolts.
And it made of razors and thunderbolts.
Uninterrupted and fully independent.
Uninterrupted and fully independent.
It drives the activities of the entire world. If one does not try to study the eternal element of time, what benefit can he derive from performing temporary material activities? Prabhupada, this verse explains the word shara ovyam swayam ami, which especially refers to these orbits of eternal time. It said that time and tide wait for no man. According to the moral instructions of the great politician Chanaka Pandit, I use Chana Ekopi, Alavya Swarna Kokivi, the Chen Nirar Kam Niti, Ka Da Hani Toti Ka.
cannot be returned in exchange for millions of dollars. Therefore, one should consider how much loss one suffers if he wastes even a moment of his life for nothing. Living like an animal, not understanding the goal of life, one foolishly thinks that there is no eternity, that his lifespan of 50, 60, or at most 100 years is everything. This is the greatest foolishness. Time is eternal, and in the material world one passes through different phases of his eternal life. Time is compared herein to a sharp razor. A razor is meant to shave the hair for one's face, but if not carefully handled, the razor will cause disaster. One is advised not to create a disaster by misusing his lifetime. One should be careful, extremely careful, to utilize the span of his life for spiritual realization or Krishna consciousness. Oh, text again. Kala chakram rumi tikshna sarvam nishkarshya jagat tatandram avudasyeha kimasa karma vira bhavet. Narada Muni had spoken of a physical object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. The Ariyakshas understood this allegory as follows. Eternal time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts. Uninterrupted and fully independent, it drives the activities of the entire world. One does not try to study the eternal element of time. What benefit can he derive from performing temporary kill activities? Mam Vishnu Gaya Krishna Prasthaya Srimadhi Bhakti Vilanda Swami Vilanda Namaste Sarasvam Deva Gaur Bhakti Prashana Nirvishesha Srinivadi Katshakyaya Prashana. Are you hard to buy from some? Who don't get some to yards to y'all? With both the rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's duration of life is lost, except for a person who utilizes time in glorifying all good Supreme Personality of God. Are you hard to buy from some? Who don't get some? Here, as within the last 10 verses, Narada Muni has said, Kemasat Harabirgavet, what is the use of engaging in temporary fruit activities? And the Bhagavad Gita Krishna has said, Mamukhetya Panarjanma, Dukhaliyama Shasvatam, Nakhubhati Mahatmana, Samsadim, Karamangata. After attaining me, the great souls, the yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection. So this material world is a shastakam. Everything here is temporary. If you gain $1 million in your dream, what is the value of that $1 million? And even if your dream lasts long enough that you can spend it, then what would be the value of what you bought? We look at that as a dream, as something temporary, and therefore we don't really give it very much importance. But compared to eternal time, our brief stay here is just as temporary as a dream. Therefore, even if we have millions of dollars and we can spend it to buy so many things, but these things are just like a dream, they're just flickering. And as a result of our acquiring money, and as a result of our spending money, and how we utilize whatever we get, then we have to enjoy or suffer in our next lifetime. Now I may be a multi-billionaire, but if I don't utilize that money in Krishna service, then that money will serve simply to become a burden for my next lifetime. The people who are born rich, are born rich because they promptly had to some extent utilized their wealth properly, and therefore they were able to get the intelligence how to get more wealth in this lifetime. But if they misuse it, then that knowledge will be taken away from them. And the result is in their next lifetime, they'll be, if they're in the human form of life, they'll be poverty stricken. So if you're wealthy for 50 years, and then you wind up being poverty stricken for thousands of years, what is the value? Kimasakaravira of that. Similarly, whatever we gain in this material world, we can't take with us. All we can take with us are reactions for our gain, whatever we gain. Therefore, at least if one works in the mode of goodness, there's some possibility of coming to the platform of knowledge. And in knowledge, one can realize that Ashastaka, Dukhalayam Ashastaka, that this is your world, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, Shanara Marjanujana, Mamupetya, Tukunteya, Panarjana Mamadivite. From the highest planet down to the lowest, they're all places of misery. It's not that if I work hard and I gain something in this world, then I'm going to enjoy. No, working hard, gaining all I'm going to get as a result ultimately is my hard labor, the reaction to my hard labor. No matter how hard I work, even if I go to the heavenly planets, there's no permanent place there either. That famous yogi Lama Maharsha Rishi, whose whole body was covered with hair. And it is said that every time Lord Brahma would be born, and die, Lama Sharishi would lose one of his hairs. And that he'd live as long as he had any hairs left on his body, considering that he had thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of hairs on his body, and that he lived for hundreds of thousands of lifetimes of Brahma. Certainly that was, in our estimation, would be quite long, considering that Brahma lives for 4,300,000,000,000 years. And you multiply that by, say, a million, and that's how long Lama Rishi would live. One day he was sitting on the back of the Ganges, meditating, and one of his students came and offered to build him a Bhajan Kutir to protect him from the elements, the sun and the wind. But Lama Maharsha Rishi said, "What is the use? I'm only going to be alive for a very short period of time." So in our estimation, we're here for a long time, we're making big plans about how we're going to advance ourselves in the material world. But actually, within a flickering of a second of Brahma's life, we'll all be in our next lifetime, either spiritual or material. Therefore, without taking account the time factor, then one is simply shrava evi kevala. Simply wasting his time in this pure world, trying to gain things which are ultimately just going to be lost anyhow. And if we don't become Krishna conscious, then we have to start, in one sense, all over again. We have to start as a child, learning how to speak, learning how to walk, where to pass stool, everything all over again. So now we may consider ourselves a learned scholar, we may consider ourselves very advanced in so many different ways, we chant our mantra nicely, but if we don't become Krishna conscious, then we have to, even then we have to start over again and go through a whole process. Hopefully there will be a Gurukul. We also have to go to some karmi school. Therefore, Akyakime Ko Bhavanu Gurupo, the most of Deva Bharata Sida, Vigyatimichami Vantamadyam, Ihi Prajanamita Vaparviti. Arjuna asked Krishna, "What is your mission?" why it explains universal form before me? What is its purpose? And Krishna says, Kalos ni lokashe kripa rido, lokansama harta vinapa rita, itevi tvam nāva vishanti sarve, evasita prakmike shiyoda. Time I am to destroy all the worlds, I have come here to engage everyone, except for you, the Pandavas. Five Pandavas, everyone here on all sides is slain. Tazvatam Mukishta, Yashola Vaspa, Vidvatam. Tazvatam Mukishta, Yashola Vaspa, Vidvatam, Shatam, Bhushma, Rajan Sridan, Mayayavatam Niyatam Purvam Eva, Nimitra Matram Bhavasava Sachi. Just get up and prepare to fight, and after conquering your enemies, you'll enjoy our flourishing kingdom. Very put to death by my arrangement, and your sabasachi can be but an instrument in the fight. So we have to see ourselves as an instrument for Krishna. If we're not consciously an instrument for Krishna, then we must be under Maya. Of course, even when we consciously think ourselves for acting as an instrument for Krishna, this will gradually take us out of mind. But as long as we imagine ourselves to be something independent, doing anything independent for Krishna, without being consciously engaged in Krishna's service, then to a large extent or a larger extent, we're simply acting under the influence of the illusory energy. Therefore, Krishna says, Nimitra Matram Bhavasava Sachin. Don't try to be the cause of your activities. Try to be an instrument for Krishna. Then the time factor, ayurvarati vaipunsam, will not affect one. Because with every rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's day is actually being lost. Everyone's lifespan is being lost. But if we're going towards eternal life, ourselves, the soul, is getting out of the clutches of the illusory energy, and going towards eternal life, and every day is bringing us towards eternality rather than bring us closer to another body. So Uttama Shloka Vartaya, therefore one should spend his time in glorifying Krishna. Even we're not able to hear and chant about Krishna the whole day, but our activity should be in relation to Krishna as his instrument in order to glorify him and ultimately to inform others of their relation with Krishna, and that way revive our own relation to Krishna. Otherwise, kimbhava karmabhirbhava. Kimasat karmabhirbhava. What is the use of acting as a master of the material world and then having to take another body as a so-called master of the material world and not realizing who we actually are, just taking one temporary body after another, giving one material circumstance after another, and suffering to a greater degree or less under the clutches of the illusory energy. Therefore, one should take into account the time factor and seriously engage oneself as Krishna's instrument, and that way try to develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, which will ultimately free one from the clutches of the illusory energy and enable one to go back to the spiritual world to associate with Krishna in loving service. So we'll stop there. Any questions?
You have forever.
Well, that's